News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to do something different. We're going to start the second hour with a history moment.
That's not different.
Yeah, we're going to just do it anyway. Just see if we're paying attention here. It's produced by Melissa Sargent, sitting across the table from me here. She is doing this on behalf of the El Paso County Historical Commission. And this history moment today is about the Plaza Theater.
The showplace of the Southwest. The Plaza Theater, built in Spanish Revival style, opened in 1930 in the midst of the Great Depression. The Plaza would show movies and live vaudeville shows. The lavish interior was described by the El Paso Morning Times as reflecting the fabled beauty of Old Spain and the charm of Old Mexico, and boasted the most impressive of all the Wurlitzer's ballad band three organs. The Plaza thrived during the 40s and 50s. World premieres at the Plaza featured appearances by major motion picture stars such as John Wayne, Randolph Scott, and James Stewart. Though a 1965 remodeling of the Plaza brought a new spurt of popularity, drive-in theaters, suburban, and multi-screen theaters sealed the Plaza's fate. In 1976, the last film was shown at the Plaza Theater. During the 80s, the Plaza was slated for demolition to make way for a new parking lot. But thanks to the El Paso Community Foundation and many El Pasoans, the theater was spared from the wrecking ball. Today, the historic Plaza Theater is a beacon of light in downtown El Paso. More El Paso history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Got to listen to the Wurlitzer there going on and on.
That's
and on.
That's right. Well, you know what? They've got, they're going to be doing some silent movie shorts during the Plaza Film Festival, and they've got the gentleman who's just had his name.
Going to play the organ?
Yes, he's going to be playing the organ down there. Storney. Walter Storney, I believe, is his name. And he'll be playing the music for the silent movies, which is really cool because you get to hear that wonderful organ as it comes up out of the floor.
Well, the city of El Paso and the Community Foundation got together to rebuild the plaza and save it completely. But before that, way before that, the first group that stepped up to save the Plaza Theater was the El Paso Electric Company.
Mm-hmm.
They should be given some credit for that. It also took them into bankruptcy, I believe, as they did that. But on the other hand, the plaza was maintained. It was scheduled to be a parking lot under one owner, about to hit the fan, gone.
Yeah. Big trend in this town, parking lots.
And now they're claiming that they helped save it. Well, that's nice. That's the way it goes in this town. All right, Plaza Theater being what it is, that's ElPasoCountyHistory.com if you want to go get some information on the Historical Commission. And the next commission meeting is when? Second Monday of every month.
Every month. It's going to be at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte down there on Main Street.
This Monday.
This Monday, isn't it? That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Monday the 11th, 11:30 a.m.
And we're inviting everybody to come down because the meetings are open to the public. They do a lot of business first, and then, you know, you can get to meet some of the members. Maybe there's something you want to contribute to the commission.
Well, let me tell you the difference real quick here. Nonprofit corporations are what they are. This is not one of them. This is a government agency arm where they're all volunteers. They're appointed by the commissioners. Mm-hmm. And there is no clicking going on like they're in some nonprofits. I've seen
nonprofits. No, you don't have a chance. We're too busy.
Well, the thing is that the nonprofits, they die because of it. And it's just nobody wants to say you can't do that because they're all in charge. And so when they get something done, it's a rarity. The commission is getting things done.
Yeah.
And it's really a great crowd to get to working with.
All walks of life.
Well, it's all history. It's not just one certain history somebody wants to push here.
Well, they're
or there.
All armchair historians, and that's the greatest group to hang around with.
A bunch of retired teachers. Now, that tells me something, because if the retired teachers are willing to put their formidable energy into something worthwhile, this is sort of like an endorsement for those. All right, we've got Nancy Hamilton on hold again. We've also got Patricia Kidney on hold here. And Patricia was online too, Shelley. Real July 2. Okay, Patricia, we got you on the radio. Now, you want to talk a little Harvey girl we started in the last hour?
Oh, yeah. I heard about the fracas in the movie, and I really don't recall that. I haven't seen the movie in a little while. But I'm defending the honor of the Harvey girl today.
Well, now, but look, you're the one lady I could say would has two hats.
I do. Right now, I'm just going to say that the movie was as it was being produced, the Harvey family went right along with everything that was done, and so I can't imagine that there was an out and out brawl. I'm not saying there wasn't, but.
I think it was just
Harvey girl.
But look, if you're a Hollywood guy making a movie and you got all these women out in the West, and they're so prim and proper, and they're serving tea to the passengers off a train, and here comes these brutish women saying, "I need $5," and then that gets to be a fight. Or is it now 10? I have no idea.
I don't know, no. But it was just a clash of, actually, it was the two businesses in a turmoil. The Harvey girls were taking customers away from the saloons.
Oh, come on. Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that kind of customer. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, Patricia Kidney.
Serve food also.
Oh, yes, there's food involved.
Yes.
There you go. That'll do it.
There was a lot more involved. But anyway, I just thought I would defend their honor today.
Okay, fair enough. Defending their honor. All right. Well, we'll move on here, but thank you for doing that.
All righty.
Take her easy. We'll see you.
She's out there hanging out at Concordia Cemetery today.
Oh, I got to keep. If I push the wrong buttons on. Oh, Nancy. Where's Nancy? I didn't lose Nancy yet.
Did you lose her again?
Oh, wait a minute. We got Bob. Here's Nancy. Nancy, good morning again. You got Nancy on the phone here?
That's right.
There you go. Okay. And also, we're going to go to Bob here in a second. We got another. I just want to make sure you're still there, Nancy. And here's what I think we should do, Nancy. We've sort of taken a look at the movie Giant. We've taken a look at the Plaza Theater. We've taken a look at the film classic. Doug Pullen was scheduled to be in here. He is a no-show. I don't know why. I hope he's okay. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is move on to any topic under the sun. And starting with Nancy Hamilton, you can't go wrong there. And if you want to, if you have more stuff on the Giant, Nancy, by all means, or on the Plaza or anything like that. But in general, I think El Paso is in a very good position because of things like the Plaza Theater. It's a movie event. It's a theater event. It's a Broadway show capacity place now. And what are your thoughts? I mean, you've been here a while. You've seen that place come and go.
Yes, it was born a year after I was. So I've grown up knowing the Plaza all my life, and it's a wonderful, wonderful theater. I'm so glad that our community came behind preserving it and has saved it for the future to use.
Well, you remember back when the electric company stuck their neck out and bought that, right?
No.
Didn't they buy it? I thought they bought it. At one point, it was going to be torn down. The Paso Electric Company got involved. I'm going to have to go look up that history. Maybe somebody knows that history better than I do, please.
I thought it was the community foundation.
Well, no, they ultimately did that with the city, but I'm talking about...
They weren't the first.
No. The first wrecking ball was stopped by, I believe, the
electric... Well, there was a Save the Plaza organization that started now. The electric company was involved in that, but it was a group of volunteers that got together. So they may have solicited the El Paso Electric to help them out.
I think it was bigger than that. Let me go to a caller. Hold on there for a second, Nancy. Can you do that?
Sure.
It's not that hard to hit the whole button on you, is it? It's nothing she's
got
to do.
She's got you on auto dial because every time you disconnect her,
I'm going very carefully. Now we're going to a caller named Bob. Bob, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Jackson, you weren't back in town in the 80s, but at that time, Jonathan Rogers was the mayor.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
his plan was to extend Oregon Street. You know, I mean, not Oregon, El Paso.
El Paso.
Yeah, that's right.
And knocked down the Plaza. So, I don't know if many people knew that, but that was a plan, and that's what got the people riled up about saving the Plaza.
What years are we talking here, Bob?
Well, it was in the 80s. My memory's not that good.
Yeah.
It was early 80s, late 80s, because we had just gotten here, and I remember the big push in the late 80s when we first
moved. Somebody's got to know what the electric company did, because they had something to do with this, didn't they?
I don't know that. Don't
okay, then
that.
Maybe I'm just making that up. But so we'll find
Mary
out.
Mary Lynn Maloney is listening.
Ah.
She should call.
All
her.
Our
she
lines
knows.
Are full here. Bob, what else you got for us?
Oh, that's it. Just thought I'd comment.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it as always, Mr. Bob there. Appreciate what you can do. And moving on to another caller. Shelley, what do I got here? I got another caller coming up here. Shelley, what do I got? No going to tell me. All right, go back to Nancy.
It's a surprise.
All right, Nancy, we got you back on the radio here. And the idea of the downtown area being revitalized. And am I wrong in what I'm saying here about the electric company?
I don't remember the electric company involvement, but I wasn't paying that much attention at the time.
Well, it's an interesting thing in downtown now what we've got going on here. We have outside investors coming in.
Right.
And a lot of them are being attracted by the Trost buildings and such. And so that's, I think that's kind of fascinating. All right, what do we got? Shelley, tell me what we got here. We got Daryl on, too. So hold on there, Nancy. I'm going to put Daryl on for a second. Hold on. All right, Daryl. Daryl, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson and Melissa.
Oh, hey, Daryl.
I wanted to say that when I came out here to Texas in 1964, got out of service, my first encounter downtown, went to the Plaza Theater and had the first date with a young usherette there.
Usherette.
Quite a thing. But the thing I wanted to say is that the folks coordinating film and things at the Plaza might consider Sam Elliott. He was his dad was the fish and game guy down in Marfa.
Really?
And he grew up. Yes, sure did. And I've seen him. I actually shook hands with him on the east side a few years ago at Lucchese boot store out on Montana, because they have a business relationship, I guess. And but apparently he comes through here on occasion. And as I understand, he's a very very likable fella and fairly accessible. So
it'd be great to have him down here. Yeah.
Yeah, just a suggestion. So I enjoyed the show, and I wished I'd been able to be down there, because that was in my lifetime. That was one of the greatest films. Of course, the other was Gone with the Wind. But
oh yeah.
Oh, so you wanted to go to the film parties? Is that what you're saying?
He's a young guy.
Yeah. Why not? Oh, well, thanks for ringing up, Daryl. Appreciate
it. Okay.
Take care, Daryl.
Interesting crowd out there on the phones this morning. And who do we have next? We got Bill. We got Bill. Nancy's on hold. We got Bill on three. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Jackson. The Plaza Theater and Giant. Two things real quick.
Sure.
The riata doesn't mean rope exactly. It means lasso.
Okay.
That's a lasso, like a vaquero hold. And I don't know if you know it, there's a really good restaurant in Alpine called the Riata. A millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he also has one in Houston, Mr. McAuliffe. He has ranches out here. But he has one in Houston and then the Riata in downtown Alpine. The other thing, I think, Jackson and Melissa, it was Franklin Land and Resources that bought the Plaza and did do a lot of work on it, as they did the Camino Real Hotel. And that did help them drive them into bankruptcy. However, the biggest factor in their bankruptcy was their huge investment in Palo Verde nuclear generating station. It
okay.
was hundreds of millions. That was actually what drove them into bankruptcy, not Franklin Land and Resources.
But, Bill, you can confirm that the El Paso Electric Company, through Franklin Land, did buy those buildings.
Yeah, they did. I'm almost positive, Jackson, that they bought the I think it was called something else, but now what's known as Apostle Donati Weston. They bought that one, and remember, they fixed it up really nice. And the same with the Plaza. They put some money into it. I don't know how much.
Well, what do you think about the idea of turning that back into El Paso Street back in the day? You can't do it now, but they were trying to back in the 80s, apparently.
Put what back in the day? Put
El Paso Street goes straight through that location and end up, you know, going straight north and blow right through what was the Plaza.
Jonathan Rogers had suggested, or what had planned on doing that.
You mean reopening the street? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
this was back in the 1980s. That was one idea. Forget the Plaza. Put the street back in. You never heard that
because
one?
Because there was a lot of congestion. I mean, there's a lot of congestion downtown, and I think that was another way they thought they could straighten out that road rather than having to swing to the right and go north.
Well, obviously, it didn't happen, and we're glad, you know. Bill, are you there? We lost Bill.
Bill!
What happened to Bill? Well, Bill went away. Life in the Fast Lane. We're going to keep Nancy Hamilton here. Nancy, I got an idea for you, Nancy. Why don't we talk about this? You know a lot of the stuff that went on.
I had one more story about Giant I was going to tell.
Sure, go for
it. When I was growing up, Jane Withers was a great child star.
And
about 8 years before the filming of Giant, she had retired and moved to Midland. when they called her to be in the cast of Giant, one of the scenes she was supposed to be in was square dancing. And it turned out she didn't have to have any lessons because she belonged to a square dance club in Midland and had won a state prize for square dancing. So I thought that was kind of neat. We can claim Jane Withers as a Texas gal.
Well, wasn't Jane Withers, wasn't she the played the housekeeper or managed the house, am I right?
No, she, oh, in Giant.
Yes.
I don't remember what her character did.
Yeah, I remember her clearly. She was a great character actress.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, stick around. We're going to take a break and give away some trivia prizes. In fact, we probably should give you one. Pick a. If you've already got my videos.
She's the queen of trivia.
She's already got all my videos. I'll give you a second copy of one if you want to give it away to somebody. How's that? But hold on there, Nancy, if you don't mind. If you got the time, we're going to keep coming back to you because I want to open this up, the discussion, to more general El Paso history, downtown stuff. But also things like we mentioned the EPAS crowd. Now, you remember El Paso Archaeological Society way back, don't you?
Yeah, I belonged to it a long time ago.
Were you there? And Otis Altman was an original member, and you were not born yet.
Not that long ago.
But take us back when we come back off of this break. Take us back to some of those kind of thoughts, if you don't mind.
Oh, no. Could I just bow out for now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we'll keep you if you're available.
But her redial finger is sore.
If you got to go, you got to go. So, Nancy, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Take care, Nancy.
You take her easy. See you again. And anybody else?
You wore her out.
I guess I did. But also, I mean, keeping her on constant hold like that isn't always good for the for the morning of Saturday. But we'll open it up. Any topic coming
That's
up
right.
here? I got one to tell you about on that happened basically on Crazy Cat Mountain. Very different. I mean, all kinds of El Paso stories we got here coming
That's
up.
That's right.
In the meantime, what you got? Trivia.
Well, trivia we've got, and that is, we've talked, I don't believe we mentioned this. Well, I think we did. What kind of pipe organ was originally in the Plaza Theater?
I said it earlier this
hour. Oh, you did?
Hour.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And there's a special designation of that pipe organ. Tell you what. What else we got to give away around us?
Well, we've got Kiki's. We have a $25 gift certificate.
Kiki's. We'll give you Kiki's and a DVD if you can tell us not only what kind of pipe organ, but the exact details.
Model of the organ.
And then there's another one right.
Organ.
There's another one right behind that.
Yes.
And this is the same organ they took apart and stuck over in the Sunland Park Mall there for a long time.
Yeah, I used to go over and watch that.
And it was interesting to be able to look through that plexiglass or glass or whatever it was.
See how it worked.
And see that little drum, bing, bing, bing. You know.
It's amazing to watch the valves open and close as they were playing. This is fantastic.
By the way, we want to thank the crowd in the control room. That is a hardworking crowd today.
Putting up with us.
Running around looking for guests, doing phone things. So I want to appreciate the crowd in there. Shelley Sutherland answering the phones that are occasionally going off the wall. And Sergio Valenzuela. Drum roll for Sergio.
Give him another one.
Say, the crowd shows up for Sergio Valenzuela. Thank you guys for doing what you do. It gets a little strange on live radio, as we just demonstrated. So, what's that phone number? Call us up or whatever.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Save time and money by downloading TrueCar's mobile app. Configure the new car you want, see what others paid for it, and get guaranteed savings. TrueCar users save on average over $3,000 off MSRP. Save time and money. Download the TrueCar app today.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
The belly flattener Nubiotics is in an epic battle with the competition to be the best belly flattening product on the market. To prove they're the best, they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-500-2883. Nubiotics has what it takes to win. It's scientifically formulated to flatten bloated bellies fast, by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. Made with natural ingredients, it even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. But to win, Nubiotics can't just be the best. It's got to prove it's the best. That's why they're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Again, Nubiotics is in an epic battle to be the best belly flattening product on the market. To win, they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry, call now for details. 1-800-500-2883. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-500-2883. That's 1-800-500-2883.
Be part of the solution. Spay or neuter. A single unspayed cat and her descendants can produce over 420,000 kittens in just 7 years, over 11 million in just 9 years. An unspayed dog can produce 67,000 puppies in just 6 years. Spaying or neutering prevents thousands of sad endings. Call the Animal Rescue League to find out how you can make a difference by donating or adopting. The Animal Rescue League of El Paso, 915-877-5002.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we stirred some people up, got callers on hold. I got a story to tell you about the Kern Place Castle. And I don't mean the one down below. I mean the one that's going to be on top. But first of all, let's tell you who's coming in next weekend. On July 16th, the new book is Over the Santa Fe Trail. And the author is Joy Poole. And she'll be with us. She's going to join us. She's a New Mexico historian. She's also the New Mexico State Assistant Librarian.
Deputy State Librarian.
Assistant Deputy, whatever she is, she's going to show up here. We'll ask her, who are you, Deputy? Her book, she edited this book, basically.
Yeah.
What it does, it chronicles the travels of Dr. Rowland Willard. And he was the doctor that was shown in the recent movie, The Revenant.
Right.
He's the guy that patched up the bear dude.
Well, I don't know if he patched him up. It was.
He tried to. He looked at him.
He looked at it. He confirmed that he had been attacked by a bear because of all of his wounds.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway,
that's the book. And she's editing his notes. And she's turned it into an interesting narrative. So
yeah.
She's going to come talk about that book. But she's also appearing various places next week. Let's give her a plug here.
Yeah, she's going to be
Wednesday the 13th.
She's going to be at the Las Cruces, or the 13th. You're right. She's going to be at the El Paso Public Library's Maude Sullivan Gallery, and she'll be signing copies of her book.
5:30.
And that's at 5:30. And then Thursday the 14th at 7 p.m., she'll be in Las Cruces at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. That'll be at 7 p.m. And then July 16th at 10:05 to 11 a.m., she'll be on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Right here.
And then Saturday, July 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Barnes & Noble at the Fountains at Fair, and she'll be signing her books there.
Well, so what we're going to ask her, basically, since El Paso wasn't doing much in 1825, the guy came through here on his way. On the Santa Fe Trail,
yeah.
Specifically. So, I mean, there wasn't a lot of activity going on. I think Ponce's Rancho was somewhere in that era. So let's ask her what the flavor of El Paso was, because I don't think there was a whole lot going on here.
Well, he took the Santa Fe Trail from Missouri, and then he came south and was down here in El Paso for a while.
But they call this the Santa Fe Trail, too. But
Chihuahua Trail, yeah. So, but, I mean, his portion was coming from Missouri to Santa Fe and then south. So
he went all the way to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, she recycled the whole route of the Santa Fe Trail and the Camino Real in the U.S.
Well, she also worked for the Camino Real Heritage Museum there in the middle nowhere, New Mexico. So we'll talk to her. All right, that's coming up on the July 16th, but that's only the first hour.
That's going to be an interesting book. I'd like to learn more about that.
Second hour next week, Bernie Sargent, and he's going to be the Day of the Cowboy. What time did she say she was coming on a radio show?
She has got you on here from 11 to 12.
That's what Bernie's doing.
Oh, no, I apologize. 10 to 11.
There you go. Okay, so Bernie's on the second hour. And Bernie's going to talk about the Day of the Cowboy. Give us
the
details on that. All right, July 23rd, real quick. What happened during the Mexican Revolution after the Columbus Raid 100 years ago? That was in March. Okay. So what happened? The revolution went on. So Pancho Villa continued to outrun General Pershing. And then what? So we're going to ask El Paso historian David Romo to join us and explain this history. We also plan to hear from El Paso historian Elias Bonilla.
David wrote a book on
it, right? The ringside seat to the revolution. Yeah. And Elias is lurking around again. We'll get him to call by phone. And he has a story about the grandfather of our mayor, also named Oscar Leeser. Mm-hmm. And he actually confronted Pancho Villa 100 and some years ago.
I think everybody confronted him at one time or another.
But this guy lived to tell about it.
Yeah, that's
most
true.
People don't have that as a conclusion to the conversation. And on July 30, International Boundary Water Commission folks, we're going to reschedule the same two dudes. They came in last time to talk about the New Deal stuff. We never got to it.
Yeah. so much information.
So
yeah.
Gabe Duran and Mark Howard coming in August 6th. What is happening at the El Paso Museum of History and the Museum of Archaeology? We got Interim Director Ben Fife coming in. August 13th, we're going to shoot John Wesley Harden one more time.
Right.
Patricia Kidney will come in and help us.
Can't keep a bad man down.
All right. Now, thank you guys for patiently holding on the phone here. Let's go to callers.
We have a trivia contest.
In order is Bill. Bill, are you calling about trivia or something else? We got Bill on the phone?
Yeah, there
Bill.
He is.
Hi, Bill. Good morning. We got you on the radio. Are you talking about trivia this morning or something else?
There's some trivia, a little bit of information that you probably would never hear.
Okay.
You know the restaurant that was right next door to the plaza?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then right above it, they had a dance studio.
Yeah.
Ah. Was that a...
Okay. I can't remember the name of the dance studio. It was after a movie star.
Arthur Murray?
But anyway... Pardon?
The Arthur Murray Dance Studios?
Arthur Murray Studio on the second floor.
There you go.
Okay. In 1972, I was just getting started in construction, remodeling and stuff. They called me up and wanted me to go down there, and the building is about three stories high. And on top of it, they had an elevator. And on top of it, they had an elevator shed, the cable shed and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, the Mexicans were coming across and going up the staircase off of the street behind the plaza, big metal staircase. And they'd go in that shed and go down the cable, and they was living inside the attic right above the restaurant. And so they called me up, and they wanted me to block off that whole housing up above to where nobody could get in. Well, before I did, they had me do this on a weekend. I went in and I went through that whole three stories of ceilings and everything. The ceilings were about, well, you couldn't stand up straight. You had to bend over to walk between the ceiling and floor. But they had a little table up there, and they had all kinds of, you name it, they had up above the restaurant. Anyway, I went through the whole building trying to find them, and I could hear them, but I never could find them. So anyway, I went ahead and blocked off that building upstairs and everything, finished it off. Well, they called me, and where nobody could, and then I put axle grease on the cables where they couldn't slide down the cables. Where they couldn't get from room to room, floor to floor. Well, evidently, I made it to where they couldn't get out.
Oops.
And so they called me on a Monday morning and said, "Get down here. We've got a problem on what you've done." And I got down there, and they had broken through because they couldn't get out through the attic, through the ceiling and up and over the top. They had broken through the ceiling right above the doggone counter in the restaurant, went in the restaurant, ate a bunch of food, then went out through the basement, and I followed their trail all the way to the street just south of the place. There's a street going north, east, and west. I can't remember the name of the street, but... they stole a bunch of food while they was in the restaurant, and then they went down in the basement and went out and came up through the sidewalk elevator.
Oh, jeez.
We got rid of them.
You started this out by saying you had a story that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I think you're right. But thank you for sharing. You shared a story that we're not going to hear anywhere else, but thank you for doing so.
Okay.
You take her easy.
By the way, you're talking about finding stuff out in the desert.
Yeah.
I found an oxen hoof. Do you know what an oxen hoof looks like?
Not personally. I could look it up.
Not an oxen hoof, but the oxen shoe.
Oh, okay.
Well, they had them all over the place. They're pulling those carretas everywhere those Spaniards did. So.
Yeah, well, I found one out in the northeast El Paso, out in the desert.
Way cool.
And it looked like a regular horseshoe with little curlicues on the end of it and a bar across the bottom of it with another bar that allowed you to clean the hooves. It swung back and forth.
That's almost more information than I need to know, but I really appreciate your sharing. Tell you what, if you've got an artifact like that and you want to make it preserved, take it to the History Museum.
All right, and thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. Wow, that's a lot of information going. Now let's go to a guy with a trivia contest going on. His name is Joel. Good morning, Joel.
Morning. I was going to try to answer the trivia.
I forgot what it is.
What kind of pipe organ was originally in the Plaza Theater?
Well, the only name that came to mind was Wurlitzer.
Yay!
I think that's good.
And it had a designation of a model number. If you got that, we'll give you something else, but you probably don't know that.
No, I don't have the model number. No, it was before my time.
I had even forgotten the question. Well, what is that model number? What?
It was a Balaban 3.
I have no idea.
Or kind of like a Bada Bing.
Bada Bing. You are the trivia caller here, so you get that one. Now, what are we going to give this guy here? Kiki's food?
We've got $25 in Kiki's food.
And would you like a DVD instead, or would you like the $25 in Kiki's food?
Either one doesn't matter.
Let's give you a DVD because I'm going to go eat the food.
Okay. He just took your certificate. Wait
no,
a minute.
But here's what we got.
You've been cheating.
Have something to eat on me.
Okay, we got Gunfights of the Old West. We got Ghost Stories 3. We got Ghost Stories 2. Ghost Stories are pretty bizarre, but not everybody's into that. So, your thoughts here, sir? You would like the Gunfighters?
Whichever.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
go for Gunfighters is fine.
We'll
because
you
get to see me play
That's
Alice
right.
Abbott shooting.
She is in there.
Getting shot by Etta Clark.
Interesting. All right, we got you set here, Senior. And there's another question.
That's right. We have
one
more question.
Oh, my God. You could get two DVDs. You ready?
You want to try this
one?
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay.
What year did the Plaza Theater originally open?
What year did the Plaza Theater? In the 50s, I used to go.
We
to
said it.
There's
only one number.
I would say.
One number.
I'll give you my birthday, 37.
No. But thank you for trying. You got the
You're
first
younger
one.
Than the theater.
Don't go away. You got the first one, so hold on. But thanks for playing.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let's go there for him. Now, look who's on the phone here. Now, Shelly, you got a 3 there for this guy. And guess what we got here? We got a 5 for Elias. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Oh, we're fine. Missing you, though. How you doing?
Good. Feeling good and still kicking.
Well, I'm glad you called me this week. Now, you know I've been trying to call you back, but you don't use your phone except to call out, apparently.
Yeah.
So we got another number for you on the control room now, right?
Right.
Okay, let me tell you why.
Shelly has it now.
All right, let me tell you why I want that, because I want to put you on a radio program coming up on the 23rd of July.
23rd?
Yes, sir. And I was going to tell you that by calling you, but here we are on a live radio show. Let's just talk about it. Elias Bonilla is one of those people who knows a lot of El Paso history. The fact is you moved to California on us. However, since you have a phone, this works. So,
yeah.
I appreciate you calling. So, on the 23rd, if you can call us up, we want to talk to you about that, the Mexican Revolution. Basically, what was going on 100 years ago? You had the raid in March, and then Pershing was chasing a guy all over the place. Then what happened? Because the revolution continued. Now, also, you told me on the phone this week a story. Give me a headline of this story, but don't tell the whole story, because I want to hold it for the 23rd. But tell us your headline of your story. You said there was an Oscar Leeser in the Mexican Revolution.
There was a what?
You said there was a guy named Oscar Leeser.
Oh, okay.
And let's hold a major story for the 23rd.
Give a teaser.
Give us the headlines.
Okay. The mayor's grandfather met with Pancho Villa and negotiated a peaceful transition for the invaders, because Villa was invading Chihuahua City. He was at his highest point of his career, and he chased all the Spaniards and the Chinese and the Lebanese and the Syrians and everybody who was a ethnic in northern Mexico, except for the Americans. He wanted to leave the Americans alone. He was a good friend of the Americans, and he wanted to keep it that way. But everybody else was fair game. In any event, all of the well-to-do people moved out of Chihuahua City. A great number of them got on the train and came to El Paso. And a number of the Spanish decided to go to Torreon, which was with bad luck for them, because he followed them down into Torreon and took Torreon.
Oh,
however,
okay.
The important thing is to tie it back to the El Paso here is that in leaving the city open to Villa's invading forces, the merchants elected two people to stay behind and negotiate with Villa to prevent widespread looting, burning, in other words, try and keep a civilized occupation. And this is what they did. And they picked one of them being the mayor's, the present mayor's grandfather.
Oh,
same
my.
Name. Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what,
and,
Elias.
You ought to get him on the radio and ask about his family history.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I tell you what, we're gonna move on now, but I want you to be on that radio program with us on the 23rd for 2 hours. Can you do that?
I'm sorry?
Can you work with us on the 23rd of July for a radio show?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, sure.
Let me call
Great.
You during the week, and I think we got another number for you now. I'll talk to you about it. But it's good to hear from you, dude.
Okay. Great to hear from you.
Talk to you again. Thank
talk
you. Elias
soon.
Bonilla. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye,
take care.
Elias.
See you again. All right. And it's nice to hear from him. He was a regular on the show.
He's got so much history so many stories.
I didn't know where he went and what he did, but he called
he's
up.
He's living in Sacramento, I believe.
Somewhere in the California area. He's over there. So we'll get him back on the radio to talk about that. And that's going to be an interesting program because what I'm trying to do is show the Mexican Revolution continuing through the year 2016, through year 1916. So 100 years ago, what was it doing?
Yeah.
So there we go for that. I need to take a break here. Pretty good. Phone number or Facebook, either way.
Go to El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, or you can call us at 915-544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to work. Spend 8 hours staring at a computer screen. Go home and start it all over the next day. Time to get out of this rut. This time, go to work and log on to iHeartRadio.com. iHeartRadio.com lets you listen to your favorite stations and music absolutely free. It makes your workday feel like a fun day. Almost. All your favorite music. All your favorite stations. All free. iHeartRadio.com.
Thank you.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got to tell you what's coming up this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Months after a business owner was given 30 days to fix a downtown building, why has nothing happened?
Also in the Inc., how UTEP is recruiting Mexican students and what international students from all over like about El Paso.
And if you've got a great idea for an invention but have no idea what to do next, then you need to know about an upcoming patent seminar.
That's all in the Inc. El Paso Inc. online at ElPasoInc.com and available for home and business delivery.
By calling 534-4422 to subscribe.
All right, we're going to open up. Oh, one more thing to tell you about just real quick. Our old buddy George Ernst passed away, but he was the guy pushing this deal here. Show your love of country now more than ever. Flags across El Paso. And they want to make El Paso America's most patriotic city. They'll put flags out in front of your house. It's Kiwanis Club. They usually sort of hire a Boy Scout troop to go do it. And they split the money and the kids get to go take trips.
And it teaches them a lot. It teaches the kids about it also. So well, that's a great thing.
My kid went to New Zealand with the money he did on this this stuff here. So that worked out pretty well.
They entered trips like that when I was in
they
Girl Scouts.
They did. This crowd goes to Alaska, New Zealand,
yeah,
all over the place.
When they were younger, they didn't.
833-2269. Give them a call there and get a flag at your house. And so there's that. All right. We mentioned earlier that we open up the call conversation to anything now. What I wanted to do was explain something that I've rented a book. And this is a book that you'll find in yard sales. It's about the size of about 11 by 11 or so. Conray Bryson wrote it, and it's for the anniversary of El Paso in 1973.
Jeez.
And it's called The Land Where We Live, El Paso del Norte. And there was something that struck me in here that I wanted to relate to people. If you have any thoughts, feel free to call us. But the whole thing was about Kern Place and how the guy, Mr. Kern, decided, and no relation to Rick Kern as far as we know, but he decided to put a place together as a suburb of El Paso. And so he put up a huge sign, and he also put up the idea of a community.
Yeah,
and
that was the electric sign. It was a really incredible electric sign, yeah.
And so that went away, but pieces of the remnants of Kern Place are still there. But another thing he did, he thought it would be an interesting thing to put up a castle. And so he had this symbolic gate at the entrance. And then on either column of the gate, a perpendicular bar was imposed. And it had a circles and three horizontal bars. The picture is bizarre because this was prior to Germany being important with swastikas. And it was an American Indian symbol prior to
Hitler.
Well,
it's been
Hitler.
Used through, not just
through the ages.
Yeah, through ages. All different
so they all
types,
grabbed
yeah.
onto it, but it was being used here in this thing here as well. But it was symbolically illuminated with 333 electric lights.
I've seen pictures of it. That's pretty impressive.
Back when electricity was hard to come by around here. And so that was kind of an interesting thing that the man really attempted to make it a big deal. Now, he created what we sometimes refer to as the castle. But I think there was another castle he had in mind he never built. The castle I'm referring to is a two-story rock building at the upper end of Madeline Park. Very interesting house.
Yeah.
Private house. Have you been in it?
Oh, yeah. I went through. A friend of mine used to own it, and I went through years ago. Claire Duncan Adams. That was her house for a while.
Okay. Prior to that, when the original owners were there, the building was there during Prohibition. They had a false basement.
Oh, is that what that was for?
Yeah, for hiding all the Prohibition booze. And also, they later people who didn't do the booze, I mean, after Prohibition was over, the place was still occupied.
Store jam.
Well, they stored the Christmas presents, told the kids not to come touch them, so there's that. Not a lot of things going on there. All right, one more break here. We're going to be back in just a moment. Sure, I'll break a little early here if we could. And 544-KTSN, ring us up. Back in a moment.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000.
Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
At iHeartMedia, we've harnessed the power of sound in a way that can help you expand your reach to a new group of target customers and grow your business through customized and effective advertising. Call 844-BUY-RADIO or go to iHeartMedia.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
One more time, I want to remind people that the El Paso County Historical Commission got the 2015 Distinguished Service Award from the Texas right. Historical Commission. THC is a good crowd. They've got 150-some-odd THCs out there.
They're busy.
And so they got this one. Congratulations to El Paso. What do you got to read over there? Something good and important?
Oh, well,
we got a MacGuffin thing.
Well, that we've also got the ghost tours that are going on downtown, which I'm killing time while I look for that.
No, here, do this one. Do this one about
there it is. Wait, I found it.
Do this one about the YouTube. We've got videos.
Oh, that's right. You got the YouTube video you've got going on where you could the El Paso History TV. And you can watch different shows on there. We've got the one that they put on about the Four Dead in 5 Seconds, the recreation of that event by Six Guns of Shady Ladies. You can also watch the new exhibit at the El Paso Museum of History that opened on May 7th for the Women's Club, the Women's Clubhouse, I should say, and their 100th anniversary. Also, they've got some of the most recent videos, which was February 8th at the El Paso County Commissioner's Court, as they discussed the idea of a full survey of downtown historic buildings, and passed 5-0. So we're looking forward to that. So just get over there on YouTube and go to El Paso History TV and check these out. Because there's how many videos are on there now? You've got
over 90.
90. So you could kill some time.
Well, you could also learn some things, because what we're doing here is putting together things as they occur. Like you all did that reenactment, Four Dead in 5 Seconds, seconds in April. It took me till like end of May to get it on.
Yeah. Well, you have to edit it and everything.
We got things
to
do.
It's not that easy, yeah.
So,
okay.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I was just saying, one thing I did want to point out again, that we've been talking about Giant in the earlier hour of the shows here, and that is going to be at 6 p.m. August 6th. Now, they're going to have a lady by the name of Elsa Cardenas, who will appear with the 60th anniversary showing of this film. And she's going to be talking about the film and the background and everything that was going on also. Candy Clark will be a guest speaker, and she will talk about her experience working with the late musician and actor David Bowie when she appears at the presentation of the film The Man Who Fell to the Earth. And a lot of us will remember that from back in the 70s and 80s. So this is something you really want to get out there to go see. And it's fairly inexpensive for a lot of the shows, or you can get a pass. So it's fairly reasonable to see all the movies.
Well, the classics that they're doing now is a real good idea. They've also got several categories of local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I don't
think we have those here to look at, but there's, in addition to everything they're publishing, they will also publish a schedule of local events, local films that people have submitted. We'll see how many they run out there. And it's an interesting idea. And again, congratulations.
They had your film a couple of years ago. Which one was that?
Oh, I've got various films that have come and gone in there.
Yeah. Cool. They show locals.
But the thing is, the congratulations to the Community Foundation of El Paso for putting that on and keeping it going and getting a guy like Doug Pullen involved in it.
He's a good person for that kind of job.
For those of you who were expecting Doug here today, so were we.
I was going to take a picture of the microphone and KTSM in the background and say, look, Doug's invisible today.
The empty chair. Well, you know, radio is an interesting thing here in El Paso. And a lot of people I think, are tuning into what we're doing here just because we're explaining El Paso in a sense that they've never heard before.
And they're connecting,
Well, you don't get this kind of understanding of your location in school, which we'd love to see them teach it. We're setting up a panel discussion coming up toward the end of August on the radio with several local, they're all community leaders, but locals, a couple of them are elected officials. And we're going to ask them to tell us what they think about some of our history and maybe
what they can do to help with it.
What would it take to get it into the schools?
Yeah.
Because at that level, that is a solution there that we'd like to see happen.
Or maybe, hell, we can get history clubs back in school. You know, that would be something that they could be doing. It would be outside of the curriculum, but it would be volunteer. Because they used to have a lot of history clubs. I believe there's just two in town now.
Really?
Yeah. But I think that's something that maybe the Historical Commission might want to get into is getting these kids on a basis on at least a few of them.
Well, I tell
on
you,
their own time.
There's enough history. That's why we do the YouTube stuff. If you want to start with trying to figure out who we are, how we got here, there's a couple of series of lectures by Yolanda Leyva on there about the missions. And Adair Margo has she did a her master's thesis on the Guadalupe mission.
Yeah.
And so she explains that. Nick Hauser is on there. So there's a lot of videos out there that can explain things to you just by sitting there watching. That's at El Paso History TV, and that is on YouTube. That's another thing we think is worthy that the El Paso County Historical Commission is doing that apparently nobody's doing much out there. So we are leading the way in any number of categories, helping El Paso understand itself.
Yeah, and the only other kind of show like would be even close to something we do is a genealogy show down in Fredericksburg I heard about.
Well,
but we're not genealogy. That's talking about specifics.
Mainstream El Paso history on this radio show and on that YouTube channel. So there you go. All right, we're out of here for today. Thank you all very much for joining us.
Are we going to Kiki's?
Going to Kiki's today.
Oh, that's Piedras and
Mobile.
Piedras and Mobile. Kiki's. Airstrike. Or go eat lunch.
Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Control Room. Been a crazy day. Melissa, thanks. We'll see you next week.
See you next Saturday.
EPHistory.com for details on the radio show. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.